Thank you, David. Good evening, everybody. Check that I'm driving it the right way, no wrong way. Okay, so the first thing I'll do is disappoint everyone. I'm not going to take a position on devolution. I work for Innovate UK, one of the nine councils of UKRI, and we deliver to government policy, and it's for ministers and for policymakers to decide on devolution priority. But I would just reflect. I think the genie's out of the bag, right? I think the arguments have been made. I think the arguments have already been made that we've got one of the most concentrated centralised R&D systems in Europe. And maybe we need to do something about that polarisation. So for me, this isn't about devolution. Ministers will make decisions. Actually, this is about how do we, as a national body, as a national funder, how do we support that agenda? So Innovate UK, one of the things we've done is, so those who know us, you'll know we have our plan for action for businesses. That's our strategy. We didn't call it a strategy at the time because the signals from number 10 was there's too many government strategies, don't call it a strategy. So we call it a plan for action. But if you have a look in 2021, we published our plan for action for businesses, and that was our strategy. But it had lots of verticals, lots of horizontals. It was too complex. We just very, very simply reframe our strategy now and say we've got three strategic priorities. They are the domains that we support in terms of the sectors and the sort of challenge areas, which are net zero, health and life sciences, food and agriculture, digital and technology, and you can see a neat alignment there to the industrial green paper that's just been launched. Place, which I'm passionate about. This is my leadership responsibility, and then the products and services, all the support we bring to all the brilliant businesses and all the brilliant innovators who are across the UK, and making sure we have that right customer journey so we're giving the right support from startup all the way through to the scale-up needs of those businesses. And that's not just about what we do by ourselves, that's how we work with other partners, other parts of government. So place, why am I passionate about place? Well, first a little confession, you can't tell it from my accent. Unfortunately, I was born just outside of Slough. But as a young bioscientist working for a then government agency, it was one of the science agencies of what was the Ministry of Agriculture at the time, I was relocated in the 1990s to North Yorkshire. Everything goes round and round, okay? Let's get more of our government assets outside of the greater London. It was also at a time we were coming out of recession, great opportunity to build a new headquarters, big shiny laboratory in the north of England. And that took me up just outside of York, where I've been for the last 30 years. And so this whole regional agenda really means something to me. As a young bioscientist, I was relocated to be part of a bioscience cluster in North Yorkshire. And so the opportunity to move and to be part of a community so that if my job goes today, there are other opportunities locally. This whole agenda really resonates with me. It's very personal. So if I go back to our plan for action and our strategy, because I'd like to look backwards before I go forwards. What have we done this last SR? So the first thing I'm going to say is, I think we're a very, very different organisation now from the organisation we were from 3 years ago, and a very much a different organisation from the organisation we were 10 years ago. Just before I joined Innovate UK, there was a government review of the Technology Strategy Board. We got rebranded, as those of you who know Innovate. And it gave us a good tick, and it said, brilliant, don't mess, it's working, but it is a bit place blind. And I would like to think that we're not place blind anymore. So in our plan for action, we laid down three strategic priorities for what we were going to do in this place agenda. And I think other speakers already touched on this today. So the first thing is this, and I said this in the round table earlier on, the UK, we're quite small on the global stage, right? We are, our national ecosystem is a cluster. If you're Silicon Valley and looking at the UK, you're not looking at Liverpool City region, you're looking at the UK, right? So it's incumbent as us as a national funder to look at our national ecosystem and making sure that we are boosting all the component parts, investing in our regional capabilities, but bringing it together as a coherent ecosystem that is globally competitive. That means, you know, I need my colleagues in those domain teams to be thinking place and not just the usual national competition. So that's a series of commitments we're making in terms of how we would do national programs differently. Connecting national to local, and that's already come up. We can't have the disconnect. I'm just thinking about things coming on stream in investment zones. We've got free ports. The devolution bill is almost certainly likely going to give much more greater powers around things like the net zero and the green economy and skills. How the heck do we in the R&D system have any impact on place if we can't connect to those things that are happening locally? So we made a big commitment to put a lot of energy into connecting what we do nationally to what's happening locally. And then finally, driving that local income. So there's been a reference to numbers, and I'll give you some numbers. I think in 2020-21, I think about 55% of our funding went outside the Greater South East, which wasn't bad considering about 45% of the R&D business R&D intensive business population sits outside the Greater South East. Well, in the last couple of years, we've now pushed that to 66% of our funding outside the Greater South East. Now, those numbers haven't been released yet, but they've been validated, and I know that we've really sort of shifted how much investment we're making in that respect. Another reflection is we are a national body, but we've got deep local reach. I spoke about the fact I live and breathe in North Yorkshire, right? Most of our frontline innovation staff are field-based. We have got innovation experts all across the UK. We've got over 600 innovation and growth specialists, locally based, delivered in local partnership with both the university sector and local authorities, but local teams all across the UK. We got the fantastic Catapult network. Again, strategic assets very often sat deliberately within an innovation cluster distributed all across the UK. So we're a national body, deep local reach. It's very, very easy to focus on the money. So what we mobilise in terms of place programmes, this is seed funding, right? Because we need to be much more ambitious than just thinking about local programme support. Because at best, all we can do is we can bring some public money to build local capability and capacity. Because what we need is we need regions to be able to be nationally competitive so they can compete for a greater share of the national funding that's available. And that's how we've been using our targeted programmes. And we've got a plethora of schemes, and reflecting the fact that all places are different. If you look at, if you compare Liverpool City Region to North Yorkshire, they're very different places. Different levels of maturity, different levels of officer capability in the combined authorities, different university capability. We can't just run the same programme in each place. So we've got things like the launch pads, which are deliberately targeted to stimulate SME capability in places that may be a little less mature, all the way through to the innovation accelerators, where we've got bigger, bolder pots of money to drive those more mature ecosystems. But go beyond the money. What's really unique about the programmes is the way that we're starting to design them. Co-creation is a word you've already heard. Co-creation is the word I want you to take away. It's not about us as a national body doing place-based programme to places. It's about working in co-creation, in partnership with local leadership, to make sure we understand the local need, the local ambition. We also understand what's running, because I can tell you now as a funder, that your worst-case scenario is you go out with a funding call and you don't get enough applications, right? So the last thing you want to do is go in with an ill-thought scheme to find that there's a local scheme running that crowds you out. This is the smart way of doing it, working with local partners, bringing the right package together for the needs of that place. And then how do you move this on? And we at the round table earlier on, I reflected on this. You know, you can keep scaling these place-based programs to stimulate demand, but actually, if you want to mobilize enough resource to really drive local economies, we have to do some. We need a paradigm shift within the national R&D system. We need to make sure that when we are, I'm thinking forward to things like the industrial strategy, we're going to have some local growth plans coming through. How do we then wire up those new national programs so they've got big, bold place plays that don't just deliver that national outcome, but also drive the local economic growth that we're looking for? So in the action plans that we've launched, and the first one was here in the Liverpool City region, we get together with local leadership. We call out the strengths of the place. We also call out where we're already making the investment. And then we sit down, we agree, what are the big actions we're going to take collaboratively to really join up that local ambition with what we can be driving as national funders. So we have 8 action plans so far across the UK, from working with combined authorities, and in the case of Wales, working with a devolved government. We've got more in the pipeline. But where I wanted to get to with you, is just a few reflections. Because I think, as we go into this spending review, I think we've just moved on so far in the last couple of years. I don't think we're having that polarised conversation anymore about it should all be devolved, right, locally driven. No, it should all be centralised. You can't trust them. We've moved beyond that point. We're getting into that really adult conversation in the middle about how we work together, work in partnership, co-create, national funders, working with local bodies. But for this, you need culture change. And again, I said this earlier on at the round table. I think the most important part of the Levelling Up white paper when it came to the R&D place mission was the objective that UKRI was given to make place a strategic objective. That drives culture. Once you start driving culture, then the next thing you have to do is build relationship. And actually, you know, my team runs programs, but actually mostly what we do is we build relationship. And we need to be doing more of that. And then my next point, you have to be very, very patient. Because it's so easy when you're doing all of this to not necessarily always have the trust. You can take many steps forward and then you can take a step back before you have to take that step forward. But I'm really optimistic because I think we've really built some meaningful relationships, particularly the last couple of years. And I'm so excited. Where I want to end is I'm so excited with the prospect of a new industrial strategy, because I think this is a real opportunity to take advantage of the leadership capacity we've seen across the UK, metro mayors, devolved governments, ambitious local growth plans, big plays like investment zones. I think this is a really good point to sort of bring all this together and make the totality greater than the sum of the parts. And that's why I'd like to leave that with you. Thank you.